if you can give me the background again about what's happening on Friday.
This Friday at 11 a.m., Harris County Sheriff's Deputy Darren Goforth's funeral begins. And obviously, that's been in the media here. He was murdered by a person, shot several times while he was getting gas, I guess this past Friday. His funeral is this Friday. Governor Greg Abbott has asked that law enforcement agencies across the state activate their emergency lights on their patrol cars at exactly 11 o'clock, which is at the beginning of Deputy Goforth's funeral. So we're obviously want to be a part of that show of support and solidarity for the men and women who put their lives on the line on a regular basis here to protect our community. So at 11 o'clock, we are going to take all of our patrol cars, put them in the front parking lot of the police department, and we will activate all the emergency lights in our show of support. Now, we're also going to have our patrol officers that are out on the street. If they're not actively taking a call for service, they're going to find a parking lot to pull into. They're going to be stationary, and they're going to activate their overheads at exactly 11 o'clock, and we're going to run those emergency lights for 1 full minute.
The only other thing that on my mind is probably this has been on everybody's minds at the department since this has happened, and obviously something very close to not only law enforcement but all first responders.
Absolutely, and you know, it breaks our heart. You don't have to actually have a relationship with a deputy Goforth to feel like you've lost a member of your family, because anybody who's chosen this profession knows, especially now, the inherent dangers that come with policing today. And it's a very honorable, but it's a very tough profession. So when we lose anybody who has decided to do something bigger than themselves, it's very touching. And it's very painful. So, you know, here locally, we're going to be more vigilant, you know. And I think across the nation, all law enforcement and all first responders have to be that now. It's an unfortunate situation, but that's just the world that we live in now.